This is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, a boy named Jack lived with his mother. They were very poor. One day his mother said,
"Jack, take the cow to town and sell her. We must have money to buy food."
Jack set off for town. But on the road he met a man who offered him a bag of magic beans for the cow. So Jack took the beans and went home. His mother said,
"All you got was beans? Foolish boy, you can go to bed without any dinner."
She grabbed the beans and tossed them out the window. The next morning, Jack and his mother woke to find a giant beanstalk growing in their garden, right up into the clouds. Jack decided to climb the beanstalk. Up and up and up he climbed. Finally, Jack came to a giant's house. The giant's wife said,
"What do you want?"
"I only want some food."
"All right, but you must eat it quickly before the giant comes."
Suddenly, there were loud footsteps. Jack hid in a cupboard.
"Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman," growled the giant.
"Nonsense, it's only your breakfast you smell,"
said his wife as she placed his meal on the table.
"Bring me food and bring me my money bags. I want to count my gold."
The giant finished his meal and fell asleep with his head on the table. Jack came out of the cupboard and grabbed the bag of gold and quickly hurried down the beanstalk where his mother was waiting.
"Now we can buy another cow,"
said Jack. The next day, Jack climbed the beanstalk again. Hiding in the cupboard, he heard the giant.
"Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman."
"Stop your shouting, there's no one here but us,"
said his wife.
"Bring me food and bring me the hen that lays the golden eggs."
When the giant finished eating, once again he fell asleep. And Jack came out of the cupboard, grabbed the hen and hurried down the beanstalk. His mother was waiting for him and was amazed by the hen that could lay a golden egg on command. The next morning, Jack returned to the giant's house. Once again, hiding in the cupboard, he heard the giant.
"Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman."
"You are hungry and your nose is playing tricks on you,"
said his wife.
"Bring me food and bring me my golden harp."
Once again, the giant fell asleep after eating, and Jack came out of the cupboard, grabbed the golden harp, and ran outside to climb down the beanstalk. But the harp gave a loud twang, and the giant woke up. Roaring with rage, he raced after Jack.
"Fee, fi, fo, fum! Fee, fi, fo, fum!"
As he reached the bottom of the beanstalk, Jack called to his mother to bring the axe. With a few mighty chops, Jack cut the beanstalk in two. Down came the beanstalk. Down came the giant with such a thud that he vanished from sight into the earth, never to be seen again. Jack and his mother were never hungry or poor after that, and lived happily ever after.